You're listening to SBS News.
Even in defeat, Malcolm Turnbull was defiant.
I have done everything I can to maintain the stability of government and the stability of the party. But of course, if people are determined to wreck, then, you know, they will continue to do so.
The chaotic week in Canberra brings to an end the leadership of Australia's 29th Prime Minister before he could reach a full term. But the former banker is no stranger to leadership coups. In 2009, Tony Abbott snatched the Liberal Party leadership from him in opposition. Mr. Turnbull retaliated 2 years later with a coup of his own. But with just a one-seat majority after the 2016 election, a tough job was made even more difficult. And internal party sniping only made it worse. Withstanding the difficulties as long as he could, Mr. Turnbull says he regards the passage of same-sex marriage laws as one of his key achievements.
Almost an insoluble problem. Now, we were able to sort that out, and that is a very significant achievement of my time as Prime Minister. I'm actually, I think, the first Prime Minister to actually support legalising same-sex marriage, but most importantly, was able to get it done.
But passing other items on his agenda turned out to be a truly insoluble problem for Mr. Turnbull. And as a result, analysts, as well as people on the streets, were hard-pressed to come up with a legacy for him. On the streets of Melbourne, one man suggested he will forever be remembered for being unable to unite the party.
It's probably going to be judged on what has transpired over the last couple of days, that he hasn't been able to lead as he said that he would, and that he's very much fallen to the machine that is the Liberal Party.
Others looked upon him more favourably, like these two voters, but their praise did little to depict a legacy.
A legacy of Malcolm Turnbull, say fair, and vote with the Prime Minister, to be honest with you.
He's a pleasant, affable person. I think he's undermined in the usual way that politicians do.
One voter summed it up very succinctly.
He hasn't done anything noteworthy as far as I'm aware. Honestly, I don't think he's going to leave much of a legacy.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.